96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. The new year means a fresh look at an old issue. What are you doing with your money? And are you being smart with every dime? What do you need to know to do better with what you earn in 2015 and beyond? Well, we've assembled a panel of financial experts to help you start the year off right. Salome Tinker is a CPA with TSC Enterprises. Muriel Garr is host of Beyond the Bling on Sirius XM Channel 141. And Charles Winfrey is a financial advisor and founder of The Rollover Company. Lines are open right now. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you have anything on your mind about your money, give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you all for coming in. Happy New Year, everyone. Let's get down to the business at hand. Let's talk some money. Now, we can talk about the stock market until we're blue in the face, up hundreds of points late last year, down hundreds of points today. We are still in the minds of so many people in kind of a recession mode, if only in mind, even though we've had pundits who say that we are finally seeing a recovery. But I challenge each of you with this piece of information. The thing that I would dare say is the most significant development is the price of gas and the fact that it has dropped significantly, say, over the past year or so. If you are now saving as much as $150 to perhaps $200 a month in gas, Muriel, what's the best thing to do with that $200 that you're seeing at the end of the month?
Save it.
How so?
Either.
Save it where?
Well, one
because
of two
banks
things.
Aren't giving us any money right now.
Okay, but you know, Harold, I love you. Mm-hmm. But the first thing is not whether or not banks are giving. So the first question I would ask you is when the price of gas went up, mm-hmm. what were the lifestyle adjustments that you made? Did you decrease the amount of money that you were putting in your 401k or your 403b? Did you decide that you weren't going to put any money in a 529 plan? Did you increase the amount of outstanding debt that you had and thus you got credit cards where you're paying a double-digit interest rate? Did you take out a second mortgage on your house because you could, because you were up, you were not upside down, so you went ahead and put some more money out? Did you charge the vacation that you were determined that you were going to take because you deserved a vacation even though you could not afford it? So if you reverse the lifestyle adjustments that you made because you deserved it, not because you needed to make sound financial choices and decisions, you need to go back and re-examine those. So I did say save it. Some people would say, well, perhaps you need to pay down some of that debt. It depends. If that debt is business related and you're able to write off business related debt, that might not necessarily be the best thing because a loss could actually be a benefit to you when it comes time to file your returns.
And I want to talk about that some more because you make an interesting point, and certainly Salome could talk more about that. But Charles, let me ask you, $200 a month. What's that? $50 a week? Some people may shrug their shoulders and say, not that big of a deal. I say it is. What do you say?
I say the same thing, but it's already been said. We need to save it. Cash is still king. And when we decide that, yes, $200 is available, but that's not $200 that I can go spend and buy something else, that's $200 that I need to save, that when gas prices do go back up, I'm able to afford and fill up my gas tank at that point. And so, yes, we need to save that money, but we also need to change our mindset because unless we change our mindset, gas prices can go back to 99 cents a gallon, and we will still find ourselves not having enough money to live. And so there has to be a mindset change that takes place that, yes, I have this savings, but if I'm still spending the same way I was spending when gas was $3.50 a gallon, I'm still going to be in a hole.
Mm-hmm. Salome, $200 a month. when it comes to taxes and income taxes and where you would put your money to perhaps give you a break, if not for the 2014 tax year, but even for the upcoming tax year, for the sake of argument, if gas does not increase in price for the rest of this year, what do you do with that $200 a month, which actually would come out to be at the end of the year, what, $2,400 a month?
Yeah, if you had a business, you would build your reserve up. Again, the business is cyclical, so therefore, you know, we may be in a valley now, but as we saw in the last past years, I mean, we were up that curve, and things get tough. So you want to start building up your reserve for that next trial to get over. So you don't necessarily just go out and say, hey, you know, now let's go eat better and spend.
Because a lot of people would probably do that.
Exactly. No, you want to start and you know, remain conservative. If you're used to not having it, then you won't miss it when you save it.
Mm-hmm. And I would venture to say, you know, just for me personally, I do a lot of driving, and I'm used to spending $120 a week in gas. I have certainly felt it down now to about $60 to $65 a week, and so that's literally half of what I've been used to paying for the past several years, and you really do feel that extra money. And Muriel, I did what you, one of the things that you suggested, I tacked it on to some bills, some credit cards that were a little bit closer to being paid off, and felt pretty good about it.
Well, again, once you pay off that debt, then that gives you more cash that you can do some other things with. So a lot of people, when the price of gas went up and the recession hit, they started, let's be real, they started living off their credit cards. They did not decide to adjust their lifestyles. And it was about, you know what, I deserve this. This is what I want. They were living in a fairy tale. The reality of the fact that, you know what, we can't afford this. They didn't want to go there. So they used their credit cards. They used their gas cards to get gas, 22% interest, you know. And so that's not wise financial decisioning. And it's like the other guest said, we have to change our mindset. So we've got credit card debt and you see an extra $60 in your pocket every time you go to the gas tank now because you don't have to pay $1.20, that extra $60. So that's $240 a month that you can pay off a credit card or take half of it and take half of it and save it. Take the other half to pay off a credit card debt. Because one of the things that we financial people do is I think we talk in language that most people say is just not real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do money, and because we do money, we're comfortable with doing money. But real people are going to be like, I ain't going to do that.
Yeah. And when you say fairy tale, I agree, because glass slippers are still very expensive. Need to take a break. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Hey, look, now's the time to get free advice, sage advice about your money for 2015 and beyond. We're going to the phone lines after the break. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about your money. What do you need to know to do better with what you earn in 2015 and beyond? My guests are Salome Tinker, a CPA with TSC Enterprises, Muriel Garr, host of Beyond the Bling on Sirius XM Channel 141, and Charles Winfrey, financial advisor and founder of The Rollover Company. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Before I go to the phone lines, real quick, Salome, your website for those who want to find out more about what you do and how you can help them.
Yes, our website is www.tsccpas.com.
One more time.
tsccpas.com.
Okay, and Charles, your web information.
It is www.charleswinfrey.com, Winfrey like Oprah, charleswinfrey.com.
Oh, that I have no doubt, Charles. And, of course, you can find Beyond the Bling on WHUR.com. Let me go to the phone lines. Let's talk to Stuart. Stuart on line two, calling from Gaithersburg. Stuart, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi. One of the things that I've noticed, and especially with us, with blacks and so far, we are not taught how to handle money at a very early age. I don't mean the how to become rich, but just basically handling money. For example, even the richest, I'll throw in Tyson, others that make a lot of money. The idea about taking 10%, 50% right off the top of money that you went and put it away and saving it and ignoring it and doing that, all right, leads to a lot more. Even the richest type, but we do not do that. And then also when we look at things, as you indicated, if I had $200 a month, what would I do? I don't look at it as a month. Look at it on an annual basis. $200 a month gives you $2,400 a year. That gives you $4,800 in 2 years. Now you start looking at, wow, that little bit I saved, look how much I've gotten. We have to look at not spending over the amount that we need and spending within our limits. Credit cards, so far. And like myself, I don't accumulate interest unless the interest is coming to me.
Okay.
All right? And that's what we have to have, that attitude. So credit cards pay off every month, or don't use it. Do it some other way.
But well, Stuart, thank you. I appreciate your phone call. Let me go to Brenda, calling from Frederick, Maryland. Brenda, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go right ahead.
I was just wondering, if the gas price is going down, is the average person really able to save anything? Unless you set aside like $400 for gas and you only use $300 and then you save that $100. But if you just, you don't have a budget for gas, you just go and buy gas and get what you need, is there anything really left over for the average person?
Can I?
Yeah, go ahead, real quick, because I've got to run to a break.
Yes, I think what you need to do is, like the previous caller said, is that you have to learn how to save. So if you just go into your job and say, hey, before my check comes to me, I'm going to take out $20. And so that $20, I mean, if you're working over 20 years, add up, you won't miss $20, because that's like the equivalent of the changing of the gas price. So as you know this is happening, hey, gas is decreasing, let me just go raise my allotment to myself and put it in an account that's like on internet so you can't really have access to it easily, and just see how fast that grow. You have the money.
Okay, I need you to hang on for me, Brenda, because everyone, all of the guests on the panel have something to say about this that could possibly help you change your mindset. Talk about nickel and diming. A lot of folks say nickel and diming hurts us. But if you flip it around, what does nickel and diming do when you're saving the nickels and the dimes? I'm sure our guests have a lot to say about that. So, Brenda, stay with us. We're going to also talk to Niecy, Michael, and Darlene. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More about your money for 2015 and beyond. Stay with us.